Brantford Mayor Kevin Davis addressed city council members during a committee of the whole meeting on July 5th, where in a notice of motion, he called on the federal government and the province of Ontario to finally settle the Six Nations of the Grand River's 1995 lawsuit against the province and the federal government involving the land dispute of the Haldimand Tract. Davis made a passionate speech on the issue and outlined the notice of motion and the call for Ontario and the federal government to resume negotiations in good faith from the legal proceedings filed by the Six Nations of the Grand River back in March of 1995. The 95 lawsuit has been delayed by the province of Ontario and the federal government for 27 years.
It's a national shame that this lawsuit has been ongoing for 27 years with no clear end in sight. The last government that made a serious effort to resolve the claims outside of the court process was 14 years ago under the Harper government. Since then, not much appears to have been done. I'm told that it's proceeding to trial next year. However, the federal government continues its current litigation strategy. It won't surprise me, and I'm saying this as a lawyer, if it takes another decade or two to work through the trial and the lengthy appeal process, Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court. Then we have a provincial government that's responsible for the Ontario land ownership system and has the legal responsibility for day-to-day consultation, accommodation with the Indigenous regarding the use of those lands. What are they doing? Well, I'm going to be diplomatic here. I could describe in other words, but I'd say that the lack of engagement on this issue is extremely disappointing to me as the mayor of the city of Brantford. Their effort to date seems primarily to download onto municipalities like ours the obligation, that obligation with little support, direction, assistance, or real guidance. When they do act, they usually make the situation worse. They have perfected the art of passing the buck on this file. The result is that we're left at the forefront, the cutting edge, so to speak, of this rift, with very little support and assistance from the upper levels of government. We're being left to basically fend for ourselves.
Councillor Joshua Wall spoke on the bill being brought to council and how excited he was to be a part of the proceedings.
I'm thrilled to support this motion. It's about time something like this came to the table, and a lot of hard work went into it by a lot of great people, and I'm thankful to be here today to be a part of it. Throughout every corner of Turtle Island, which is just one traditional name for the land that many people know as North America, Indigenous people are speaking up. They are speaking loudly, they are speaking proudly, and they are taking action. And maybe more so than any other time in history, more people than ever are listening. This is not a Brantford issue. This is not an Ontario issue. This is not a Canada issue. This is a worldwide issue. And people and leaders in every country in the world are watching how our governments are communicating and negotiating with and working together with the Indigenous peoples of this land. I urge everybody to hold the people they have elected to be their leaders accountable, to speak with them, to see what they are doing, to work together towards truth and reconciliation, to work together with not only improving the lives of Indigenous people, but improving the lives of every single person who calls this country home. We have to do better. We have to be better. This council gets it. That's why we're here discussing this motion tonight. This conversation is not going away. What happened in the past happened, and we must make amends. We must make an effort to communicate. I am so thankful for this motion and for what it means, and I hope that this helps spearhead numerous motions like this throughout municipalities all over, because communication is the only way forward.
The notice of motion included a call for Ontario to amend the Municipal Act from 2001 to allow all municipalities in Ontario to implement a municipal land transfer tax to be applied to purchases on all properties in the municipality, in addition to the provincial land transfer tax, and held for and remitted to local First Nations for the benefit of Indigenous peoples to freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. Councillor Dan McCreary spoke against the MLTT, saying the city of Brantford should not have to be the entity doing the province of Ontario and the federal government's job for the delayed lawsuit.
In answer to the question just asked, what it means is a heck of a bill if you're going to buy a house in the city of Brantford, okay? That hasn't been touched on tonight. What we're doing is asking the province of Ontario to allow us to create a method by which buyers of new homes will be paying a lot of money more than they're paying now. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's what it means. The city of Toronto tax on $6,000 to every transaction, apparently, according to what we've looked at tonight. What about affordable housing? That was our flagship theme last year and the year before, affordable housing. This year we seem to be on to a different flavor of the month here. And I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, if I'm running contrary to the good nature that's running through here tonight, but I would appreciate it if members of council would go to their constituents and ask them if they think it's reasonable that they pay another 1,000 or 2 or 3 or 6,000 like they do in the city of Toronto to acquire a house here. How many people in Brantford are put out of the housing market because there's going to be a land transfer tax? I wouldn't support that if it comes back to us, and I'm going to be consistent and I'm going to vote against it tonight because I don't believe we should be doing that. I don't believe it's right. I don't believe it's fair to people. The mayor said that the federal government has let us down. Yeah, they have. But since when is it the city of Brantford's duty to pick up the slack for every senior level of government that lets us down? We paid for our own university here going back a number of years, put $24 million into it, I think. You look at all the downloads we've suffered from province of Ontario throughout successive governments. I completely disagree. This can't be done on the backs of Brantford residents. It's an issue for the Crown. It should be done on the basis of federal monies and provincial monies, not our monies.
Mayor Davis's notice of motion was approved by council, and the bill will be up for final approval at the city council meeting on July 26th.